Buck, you had the Liberty-Syracuse game. We talked about it going in there. How good is Liberty now that you've seen them up close?
He's got some guys that can play, man. Malik Willis had not, he was a little bit rusty the week before, but he didn't really have to do much. The Auburn transfer is very athletic. He ran that offense well, but Cedro Lewis gassed him, and then Peyton Pinkney, Peyton Pickett, I may be saying his name wrong now. He had a good game rushing the ball, but I was really impressed how well they played in the trenches. Their offensive and defensive line pushed Syracuse around on both sides, and I didn't expect that. I watched it. Some struggles. They had some guys that were down, but I'll tell you, Liberty came out from the very beginning, and it could have been worse. It probably should have been worse because they didn't score going into the half. Syracuse played hard, knocked the ball out, and it was just a one-time game. But all in all, Bill, I think Hugh's got a team that's playing some really good football, and they've got two more opportunities against ACC teams that they'll get a chance to show their wares. And quite frankly, Hugh Freeze's name is probably going to be in the mix for some of those Power 5 jobs. Mainly, maybe Tennessee. I don't know. I don't know if Ball fans want to hear that, but the way he knows how to recruit and he gets guys. And see, that's the thing. It was like almost an epiphany. You know how you're doing something and you say, I know there are a lot of people that can get recruits to places or get transfers, but he seems to get guys that can not only transfer but can play. And that's been wherever he's been. So I got to spend a couple of weeks with him when we coached in the AAF. I think he's doing a really good job at a school where they had a lot of racial unrest. And he's been able to hold that together. There's still some things going on, with the administration at the school. But the football team is being a shining light for him right now. They're playing some good football.
Your thoughts on that Alabama-Georgia game?
I knew Georgia was going to compete. But the moment got a little bit too big for Stetson Bennett and that Georgia offense. I thought they played as tough and as well as they could play. Alabama's just playing at a different level right now. When Alabama decides to just take it up a notch, they're like Clemson to me, who I saw a few weeks ago. If they don't want you to touch them, okay, we're going to put it out here. Can you go to this next level? And, again, we talk about winning in the trenches. When you got defensive linemen that, power muscles galore, running people over, getting interceptions, running through offensive linemen, and then the same thing on their O-line, when Najee Harris doesn't have to worry about getting touched till he gets the celebration in the end zone, that's a problem for teams. And I think what you're seeing is basically Georgia is still, I think, a good football team. I think Alabama's trying to get to the greatness level, and Georgia couldn't match it.
Charles Arbuckle with us every Tuesday. I am very excited, Buck. Big Ten play actually starts Friday night, but Saturday we have at night that Minnesota-Michigan game on primetime TV. Earlier in the day, the Buckeyes host Nebraska. Can't wait to see some Big Ten ball, Buck.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. A lot of those teams that we're going to be seeing, a lot of their guys and their parents pushed and got an opportunity for them to play. So I think that's a good thing. And I think what we're seeing, though, Bill, is the issues with having to, maybe you have six or seven guys out, but you got to just figure out a way to do it. I'm really looking forward to watching them compete. And hopefully, we'll continue to have opportunities to do that, because there's been some games that have been postponed, been canceled, or whatever. But to get to see Ohio State, they were looking for this opportunity, so I'm looking forward to watching them do it, because I think they had a really good football team as well. Justin Fields is we haven't had a chance to see him yet, but there's been a lot of talk about Trevor Lawrence, but I think Justin Fields is a phenomenal player, and I'm looking forward to seeing his progression from last year to this year.
Yeah, the news out of the Big Ten over the last 24 hours is concerning about Journey Brown at Penn State. They're saying they're not sure he plays this year, something undisclosed medically, but that's worrisome.
Yeah, those are the kind of things. So here, like to your point, sometimes you get it and you say, okay, well, it's probably COVID-related because it just, you know, they say they can't really disclose or do the HIPAA law, they won't. And then other times when you hear guys that are lost for the season and you know it's an injury, you're like, man, that's, you know, so you're kind of in limbo a lot of times because you don't know if it's going to be related to, you know, an injury that they got, a non-contact injury that where they were practicing, or is it contact tracing, or is it COVID? You know, it's just one of those things. So it's interesting. This is the year where we really have to pay attention to what's going on to make sure, okay, yeah, that guy will be back. No, that guy won't be. And imagine doing games this year has been an eye-opening experience from the fact that even when you get on site, you still have to wait, and they'll tell you right before the game who's out due to COVID or contract trade. They won't really tell you that, but it's just a list that you get and say, this guy's out, this guy's out, this guy's out. Okay, so who's moving in? You know, it's a lot more almost like calling an NFL preseason game, which I used to do years ago, where you had so many guys on the roster, and some of them, you know, you didn't have a chance to really see much because they had just gotten into camp, or, you know, just they weren't as well known as some of the guys that you called every year. And I think that's the thing that you're having to do now, even as a fan, when you're watching it. Hey, what's going on with such and such? I think that's a real key for coaches. Imagine being a coach and having right before the game, hey, you know, your star running back is out, you know, not because of injury. You know, so you just got to prepare for it. And I think it's helped. Because, you know, these young guys are talking about it. Even when you watch them on social media, they're talking about being the next man up, being ready, and being ready to go if their number is called.
Tell you what, that Michigan at Minnesota game and Penn State at IU game, those have a chance to be pretty good, I think. A little underrated.
I think so, too. I think IU, I'm really curious to see Michigan. I know... IU is going to be competitive. They started to show us something right over the last couple of years, or at least last year. But this Michigan game, I'm interested. I really am because, you know, again, we've been waiting, right? Michigan's been on the come for how long, Bill? How long have they been on the come? We've been waiting for them to show up. So, yeah, I agree with you. I that's a game that I'm looking at like, okay, I think we may have something here. We may have a situation where there's some – and it's the novelty of not being able to see a lot of these teams yet, and now we're going to get a chance to – and that's the other exciting thing about this year, or this weekend.
Also, speaking of the Journey Brown note – they're saying Nico Collins, wide receiver, big 6'4", 6'5", receiver, isn't on the roster. No explanation, though.
Wow.
At Michigan. Yeah. So I don't know what's going on.
You know, and I'll say this about the Michigan receiving group. You know, my daughter's up at school there, and I've gotten a chance to watch them a few times. I really think they had some highly recruited guys that really weren't as good of players as their stars indicated. You know, some of them have played above their stars, but I think that's going to be the real key. You know, no matter who the quarterback is at Michigan, they're going to have receivers that can really step up and play and not be really good because of their press clippings, like my high school coach used to say. But really, John Pierce would always go, stop reading your press clippings. And I think that was the one thing that over the last few years, the disappointment to me for Michigan football has been not just the quarterbacks, but sometimes it's been these highly touted receivers who really haven't panned out, and then they still play or act like they are top-notch guys. And I want to see you play like some of these young guys that have all the stars, but they still play hungry and vicious and want to and play with a dog mentality, because every time they step on the field, they want you to know that they're the best player, not that you've read that they're the best player.
Buck, I know you've got business this morning. We'll let you run, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Hey, I got another one this weekend. If you guys are staying up late, check us out. We've got New Mexico. They've had some COVID issues playing Colorado State. So if I'm going to be a dude, I'm going to go see Steve Adazio and Billy Gonzalez, I think, is trying to turn this New Mexico team around. So we'll be on Fox Sports 2 this weekend.
Be watching, sir. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man. Have a good one, Bill.